USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Without a final agreement on key foreign aid or a deal to fund the government longer term, Congress is entering a two-week recess. Lawmakers are slated to return to Capitol Hill February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline, to fund certain government agencies while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Congress also leaves while it's in the middle of working out the details of competing multi-billion dollar foreign aid proposals out of the House and Senate. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms this week. Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water from the series of storms.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from the series of storms. Donald Trump is drawing parallels between the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the United States.
In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. I'm John Schaefer.
The jury continues deliberations in the civil corruption trial involving Wayne LaPierre, the former CEO of the National Rifle Association. The trial's happening in a New York City courtroom. LaPierre's charged for allegedly misusing donated funds to the NRA. His attorney is calling the trial a political witch hunt. It was a rather anticlimactic ending for the Daytona 500 Monday. Driver Will Byron of the number 24 car took the checkered flag under slow speed. A crash happened just as drivers were headed into the last lap of the race, triggering a caution. Byron was determined to have been at the front of the pack when the crash occurred. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
In politics, there's a much-anticipated speech coming from Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley as she struggles to gain traction in pre-election polling. She'd planned on delivering the address from her home state of South Carolina. As recently as Monday on Fox News, Haley sounded as determined as ever to stay in the race against frontrunner and former president Donald Trump.
Recently, a poll came out, this should shock everybody, that 58% of Gen Zers are not planning on voting in this election. And the only reason people don't vote is when they think no one's listening. And that's a problem.
In a ranking of America's greatest presidents, President Biden is placed at 14th already. According to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics, Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president.
On the list, Biden surpasses President Ronald Reagan, but falls behind President Barack Obama, who holds the 7th spot. Former President Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care for a year. During this time in hospice care at his residence in Georgia, the former president marked his 99th birthday, received accolades for his legacy, and mourned the loss of his wife, Roslyn, last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.